if I am in SCS control, though, I can afford to do an enter on 204.
That's affirmative. If you're in SCS control, you have no power to that relay. It comes through the spacecraft control switch, and
okay, that was my impression.
And it must be in CMC, so you cannot get the activation of the relay as long as you're in SCS.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I can still have good navigation through the CMC.
That's affirmative. The navigation program
onboard speed vector in the event that you did a burn.
What you want to do is go on into P40 and stay in P40 and then trim your residuals under out on the GNN.
Roger. That's what I want to get at.
Yeah, and then here's
the only thing I have to do is make the actual burn itself under SCS control.
What we want you to do is be in SCS control when you respond to that 204 display and make the burn in SCS. And now here again, I'm going to bring you up another little pitfall. You want down after TPI, you want to wait until the flashing 1685 comes up before you go back to CMC. Now, you know, TPI is a short burn, and you could very well burn it SCS on time and have a 99 flashing up there. Go on, get through that, and get into your flashing 1685 before you return the spacecraft control to CMC. At least by that is what I'm trying to say, Ken.
Okay.
Okay, and that summarizes my next line. It just was flashing 1685, then spacecraft control to CMC, and we're just trying to get across what I just told you in words. And if you made the burn, why null your residuals?
Okay, and if it's all nominal, there really shouldn't be any maneuver there at all for attitude for the first mid-course.
That's affirmative. It's generally not. And the way the procedures show it, if you want to be technically correct, is prior to P35, reminding you of your BMAGs again, BMAG mode 3 to rate 2, then go ahead into P35, and generally I don't come up with a greater than 10 degree maneuver, but sometimes it dresses up the preferred track there. So, okay, then after P35, we have BMAG mode 3 at 1, rate 2, after maneuver. Okay, attitude dead band max is next line. And the next line after that is spacecraft control to SCS. And if you want to write you down a little note beside that, before optics manual.
Okay.
And standby one. That's okay, Ken. Okay, let's come on down here to P35 and delete cycle CMC mode free to auto.
Okay.
Okay, and let's just before that P35 final comp, just because it's an easy place to write it, Let's put it down, optics mode CMC.
Okay, done that.
Okay, then after P-41, we'll put spacecraft control CMC. And now, here, Ken, since it's, we never take the maneuver, but just to cover all cases on the P-41, after spacecraft control CMC, we can put down BMAG mode 3, rate 2, since we are running a little out of configuration. Okay, then, Ken, after the mid-course 1 through P-76, P-35, and we're just about through with these, we'll have BMAG mode 3 at 1 rate 2 after maneuver. And the next line is spacecraft control, SCS, P-4 optics manual. And that takes care of that page.
Okay.
All right, if you want to turn the page, we're just about home. Right before the P-35 final comp, we'll put optics mode CMC. And after the P-35 final comp, we'll delete the line cycle CMC mode free auto. And then after P-41, spacecraft control, CMC. And our last entry then, BMAG mode 3, rate 2. And that was a lot of talking, Ken, but that'll keep the BMAGs where they're supposed to be and the relay where it's supposed to be.
And it was all worth it. Okay, suppose I read that all back to you.
Okay.
Okay, we already covered the
Ken,
I'll go to attitude. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, to interrupt here before your readback, and we've got your jet on monitor loads, but stand by. Yeah, what we'd like for you to do is go to the 2.5 degree dead band, is that change that we had, and then they can be uplinking while you're reading back.
Okay, I'll do that just a